Coach, just trying to get an update on Steven Jackson. He had said in his blog he wasn't playing until he was 100%. We were just trying to get an update on him.
Well, you know, the injury report will be coming out. He did not participate in practice today. So we're not going to rule him out at this point in time. He's working hard to get back, and we'll have to see how the rest of the week plays out.
And William Moore, we understand he got fined for the game,
Again, I'm not going to comment on league matters. That's a league matter, and I don't think it's appropriate for me to make any comment on that.
What's the feeling right now? Is there a word? I mean, anger, frustration at the record right now? I know 1-3 is not where you wanted to be right now.
Disappointed in terms of the outcome of 3 of the 4 ball games, and we've got to get it fixed. We all know that, and we're all held responsible for the 1-3. As I said, you get what you earn in this league, and we've earned it, and we've got to get it fixed.
You guys had so many of these close type games that you were having this year, last year. It's just that you were on the other side of the column last year. What do you think is the biggest difference and why you're having a little bit more trouble getting those in?
Well, we're not making plays. We've had plays that have been presented to us where we've had an opportunity to make them, and they would have been game-changing plays, and we didn't make them. And that's what the NFL is about most weeks. It's about 5 or 6 snaps that determine the outcome of a football game.
Does Glenn Pyers have the toughest job in your staff right now? You have 2 guys in that group coming in after the season started. So many guys hurt.
Well, he's got a tough job in terms of getting guys ready. We've got 2 linebackers that just joined us 2 weeks ago, and they've got an opportunity to go out and play, so we're going to have to get them up to speed. And Glenn's been, to say it's a little cliche, but he's been burning some midnight oil with these guys to get them up to speed as quick as possible. And we got to figure out what they're capable of doing in terms of our entire scheme.
Mike, in terms of 2 undrafted rookies may start at outside linebacker, did you ever think you'd see that? Does that amaze you? Does it scare you a little bit?
Nothing ever amazes me in the National Football League from week to week. The 2 guys that you're talking about started last week. So, Paul and Japla have done a nice job. They've worked extremely hard, and they're getting an opportunity to show everybody what they're capable of doing. I think Bartu's done a very nice job in our sub package.
With some of the issues at quarterback, obviously, with the rookie and some of the problems they've had on offense, do you think this is a chance for kind of a coming out party for your defense?
Well, they're 2-2. They've got an offense that creates a lot of explosive plays. They're number 4 in the league in explosive plays. Even though they're not scoring a lot of points, they're creating 20-yard gains quite often. So he's a very talented quarterback. He can throw all the throws. He's been through a quarter of the season, so he's probably seen most of the things that defensive coordinators can show him, and I think he's an improving quarterback.
When you approach the quarter marker of the season, can you no longer really say it's still early on in the process?
Oh, we still got 12 games. And our mindset is we got to take them one at a time. And I told our guys, we're 1-3. You can't get to 3-3 in 1 week. What you've got to do is you've got to come out and chip away every single day and work to get better and make improvements and be better the next day. And that's what we're trying to get done. And we've got a very resilient group of men in that locker room. We've got a bunch of good leaders. And, it's our intention to get this thing turned around. And hopefully it will start Monday night against the Jets.
Coach, their front, they've got 14 sacks, 3rd in the league. Another stiff challenge for your line and the blockers over there.
Yeah, their front 7 is probably the strength of their team. They've got 4 first-round draft picks that play in their front 7. They do a nice job. Rex and his staff have done a really good job in terms of stopping the run. They are putting pressure on the quarterback as well, so it will be a challenge. That's the strength of their team on the defensive side is the front 7.
Okay, we missed some of the special teams questions yesterday. How's Jeremy, I believe, their punt returner?
How is he?
Yeah, how's his play been this season so far?
He's a good, solid returner. And our guys have done a nice job. Last week we had no return yards, both kickoff and punt returns. So if our punter and kickoff guy kicks it like he kicked it last week, I think we're going to have an opportunity to have a good, you know, a good performance.
And the Clyde Gates kid, I guess he had a 28-yard.
Yeah, he's fast. Yeah, he's real fast. He's got very good speed. So we're going to have to make sure that that we have good lane integrity and keep him corralled in.